The Story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived together in a house of their own in a wood. One of them was a little small wee baby bear, and one was a middle-sized mother bear, and the other was a great big father bear. They each had a bowl for their porridge, a little bowl for the little wee small baby bear, and a middle-sized bowl for the middle-sized mother bear, and a great big bowl for the great big father bear. And they each had a chair to sit in, a little chair for the little small wee baby bear, a middle-sized chair for the middle-sized mother bear, and a great big chair for the great big father bear. And they each had a bed to sleep in, a little bed for the little small wee baby bear, and a middle-sized bed for the middle-sized mother bear, and a great big bed for the great big father bear. One day, after they had made the porridge for their breakfast and poured it into their porridge bowls, they walked out into the wood while the porridge was cooling, because it was too hot to eat just then. While the three bears were out walking, a little girl named Goldilocks came to the house. She was a rather naughty little girl, for first she looked in at the window, and then she peeped in at the keyhole, and then she found the door was unlocked, so she said to herself,
"I'll just walk right in."
The door wasn't fastened because the bears were good bears who never harmed anybody and never suspected that anybody would harm them. So Goldilocks opened the door and went in. And there she saw the porridge on the kitchen table. Now, if she'd been a good little girl, she would have waited till the bears came home, and then perhaps they would have asked her to breakfast. For they were good bears, a little rough, because that's the way bears are. But they were friendly bears. But Goldilocks didn't wait to be asked. She tasted the porridge in the great big bowl.
"This is too hot."
And then she tasted the porridge of the middle-sized bowl.
"Ooh, this is too cold."
And then she picked up the little small baby bowl and tasted that.
"This is not too hot, not too cold, but it's just right," said Goldilocks.
And she liked it so well that she ate it all up. Then Goldilocks went into the living room and sat down in the big father bear's chair.
"That's too hard."
And then she sat down in the chair of the middle-sized mother bear.
"That's too soft."
And then she sat down in the chair of the little small wee baby bear. And that wasn't too hard, and it wasn't too soft.
"This is just right."
So she sat down. But in a few minutes, the bottom of the chair fell out, and down she came, kerplump, on the floor. And the chair broke all to pieces. Then Goldilocks went upstairs into the bedroom in which the three bears slept. And first she tried the great big father bear's bed, but that was too high at the head for her. And next she tried the middle-sized mother bear's bed, but that was too high at the foot for her. And then she lay down upon the bed of the little small wee baby bear, and that was neither too high at the head nor at the foot, but just right. So she covered herself up with a blanket and was so comfortable that she fell fast asleep. By this time, the three bears thought their porridge would be cool enough, so they came home to breakfast. Now Goldilocks had left the great big father bear's spoon standing in his porridge.
"Somebody has been at my porridge,"
said the great big father bear in his great rough, gruff voice. And then the mother bear looked at hers, and she saw that a spoon was standing in her bowl, too.
"Somebody has been at my porridge."
Then the little, small, wee baby bear looked at his, and there was the spoon in his porridge bowl. But the porridge was all gone.
"Somebody has been at my porridge and has eaten it all up,"
said the little, small, wee bear in his little, small, wee voice. So then the bears began to look around them. Now, Goldilocks had not put the hard cushion pad straight when she got up from the chair of the great big father bear.
"Somebody has been sitting in my chair,"
said the great big bear in his great big voice. And Goldilocks had squashed down the soft cushion of the middle-sized mother bear's chair.
"Somebody has been sitting in my chair," said the mother bear.
And you know what Goldilocks had done to the third chair.
"Somebody has been sitting in my chair and has broken it all to pieces,"
said the little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. Then the three bears thought they'd better look upstairs, and they looked at the great big bed, and the pillow was out of its place.
"Somebody has been sleeping in my bed,"
said the great big bear in his great rough, gruff voice. And the blankets on the middle-sized bed were mussed up.
"Somebody has been sleeping in my bed," said the middle-sized bear.
And then the little, small, wee baby bear came to look at his bed. And there was the blanket in its place, and the pillow in its place. But upon the pillow was Goldilocks' curly head, and that was not in its place, for she had no business there.
"Somebody has been sleeping in my bed, and look, there she is,"
said the little, small, wee baby bear in his little, small, wee baby voice. Now Goldilocks had heard the great, rough, gruff voice of the great big bear, but she was so fast asleep that it sounded to her like the roaring of the wind or the rumbling of thunder. And she had heard the middle voice of the middle-sized mother bear. But it was only as if she'd heard someone speaking in a dream. But when she heard the little, small, wee voice of the little, small, wee baby bear, it was so sharp and so shrill that she woke up at once. She sat up, and when she saw the three bears on one side of the bed, she tumbled herself out at the other and ran downstairs and ran through the door, and she ran through the woods, and she ran all the way home, and the three bears never saw her again.